My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, who's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his reaction on what he thinks is now the state of relations with Afghanistan and what the smart moves are going forward here in the wake of what appears to be another major step backwards in our relationship with the Afghans. Just a couple weeks after a whole deadly flap over the accidental Quran burnings, we now have allegations that a U.S. soldier on his own killed about 16 people in the Kandahar region of Afghanistan. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Greg. Delighted to be with you.
This seems to be based on just the history of the United States military and certainly within the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to be an extremely rare type of incident. What's your insight onto what appears to be the story here?
Well, again, they're allegations, but it appears that a lone U.S. soldier has, in fact, killed 16 innocent Afghanis. We don't know all the details, but the fact is it is very worrisome if that happened. We need to get the facts, but having it come recently after this Quran incident, which I have a great deal of problem with how the U.S. handled that, it's not good.
What does this do to our relationship? It appeared to be strained already, and now that this happened, of course, Hamid Karzai and other Afghan figures of some consequence are basically saying there will be retaliation. This certainly sounds like things are spiraling downward pretty quickly.
Well, it does, and what bothers me is President Karzai didn't do anything to cool the emotions on the Quran incident. The fact is that one of the means of destroying a Quran, once it has been defiled, and it was defiled by the terrorists by writing in it, then one of the options is to burn it. It was burned appropriately, and President Karzai should have enunciated and articulated that. Instead, he just stood by and did not support the ISAF, the International Security Assistance Forces, over there on this issue. And now you have this particular issue, and it's making it very difficult. I think in the final analysis, Greg, we have a strategy of counterinsurgency, of winning hearts and minds, and that's not doable in that part of the world. We should really fundamentally have a counterterrorism strategy, kill the terrorists. And so I would, after December, I would start, rather than September, which the president wants to do, and I disagree with him very strongly on that, in December, in the when the fighting season's over, I would start gradually withdrawing our troop force structure down to about 20,000 forces and use a counterterrorism, which means going after the bad guys, the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and killing them, and not worry about rebuilding villages and winning hearts and minds in that. That strategy just is not going to work over there.
Sir, you mentioned a less than inspiring performance from President Karzai in reaction to some of these recent events that have obviously escalated the tension between our two countries. What would you like to be seeing from him right now?
What we needed was leadership by the Afghan leaders. We did not get that, which was very disturbing. Now, Karzai may understand that Afghanistan's never been run from Kabul like Baghdad had been, like Iraq had been run from Baghdad. And so when we pull out, his span of control is going to be greatly reduced, and he may be playing both sides of the coin here. But the fact is I think that clearly his leadership is sadly lacking here, and without the right leader, it's making a difficult situation much more difficult.
And then to the other point that you made, sir, about drawing down a number of our forces around the end of the year to about a 20,000-member anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism type of force, what is the significance of that number? Why do you believe that's the proper number of troops?
Well, that's just a wag at it. You know, someone may say 25 or someone may say 15, but it's equivalent of a division plus of forces that maintain some degree of control at your base stations. And then in that force, you have your special operators that are going out and doing the counterterrorism. And I would use more air power, more Reapers and Predators to attack these terrorist groups, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and I'd also attack them very aggressively, even more so than it's being done now, in Pakistan, because that's their sanctuary. And we need to let them know and let Pakistan know we're not going to accept that sanctuary.
A couple questions left for retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. And, sir, do you get the sense that there still is a clear U.S. policy in Afghanistan?
Well, I guess there is, but I think they're starting to be reluctant to say win hearts and minds because we've been there 10 years. And the fact is that's very difficult in that culture, in that world. When we leave a village, they're going to crush the girls' school and throw a burqa on the girl's head. They are not going to adapt to our style of civilization and our culture where women are equal. That's going to be a long time in that very tribal culture before that happens, and we shouldn't even try to do that or go with that spot.
And finally, sir, in terms of the articulation of why we're there, you and I have talked about this before, that you believe this president needs to do more of it and a better job of it. What do you sense is his report card on that front lately?
Well, he didn't do very much in Iraq, and so we pulled out of Iraq. We probably should have left a residual force there. We pulled out because of his lack of leadership. I sense the same lack of leadership and interest. He's out running and campaigning all the time, and he doesn't pay much attention to this. And the leadership, in the case of Iraq, they understood it. In the case of Afghanistan, Karzai understands it. He's not nearly getting the attention from the president, Karzai, that Karzai got before from President Bush. So both measure this president's interest in national security, and frankly, it's not there, Greg.
We'll certainly keep watching both on the ground and what the policy is here in Washington. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.